Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
What was that?
Oh, I hired a wacky radio morning show sound effects guy to punch up the presentation a bit. It'll make us look better.
You think? You know, Andy.
Susan.
If you really wanted to impress everyone, you could have used FedEx Office Print Online.
Really? How is that better than gratuitous sound effects?
Well, with FedEx Office Print Online, you just upload the presentation and they'll print, assemble, and ship it. So it's there waiting for you. I use it all the time.
Hmm, that does sound impressive. But can we still do this?
No.
Okay, how about this? This?
I don't think so.
How about one of these?
No.
Well, maybe we don't need a wacky radio morning show sound effects guy.
Probably not, no.
We understand. You want to look professional. We'll print, bind, pack, and ship your presentations with FedEx Office Print Online.
If you are a CEO, you know success is a matter of getting the right players in the right roles with the right goals. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Every coach is looking for the right combination to take their team to the next level. And now you can find the right solution for your business from Insperity. More than 100,000 companies are using Insperity high-performance HR and business solutions. From recruiting, employment screening, and retirement services, to time and attendance, organizational planning, as well as performance and expense management. Or to move your company ahead as far and as fast as possible, ask about our workforce optimization solution. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your business performance advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Hi, Jim Blasingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Okay, everyone, I call this meeting because I want to introduce you to our newest employee. I call him Al. Voila!
Hello, I am Al.
Al is the world's most highly advanced supercomputer. He knows everything.
I know everything.
He's going to help us solve our international shipping problems.
I compute that you've been selling company secrets.
Huh?
You lied on your resume.
Well, just my age.
You're parked in a handicapped space today.
Step my toe.
You've been sleeping in the office every night.
Stop that, Al.
Problems at home.
Phil, hand me that folding chair.
Yes, sir.
Ow.
Ooh. Sir, why don't we just use FedEx Express for our international shipping needs?
Good thinking, Phil.
FedEx Express flies more cargo around the world than anyone else.
FedEx Express will take care of all our international shipping needs.
You've been stealing petty cash.
It's my company.
It's Daddy's company.
But he said I could... Daddy!
We understand. You want international shipping made easy. Reach customers in over 220 countries and territories with simple and helpful tools from FedEx.
Oh, I bet. Amazing why.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Girl, I'm bad, 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 bad. Amazing why.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. Very excited about having our very good friend Debbie Meyer back on the show. Debbie is one of the great entrepreneurs of our time, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very glad to be able to say that to you. She's the founder of Housewares America Incorporated. She is a CEO. She's an entrepreneur. She's an inventor. She invented my favorite invention of all time, the cake cutter. And, I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. I mean, anybody who will help a man cut a nice big chunk of cake and get it all on the plate, I mean, that makes her my hero. She's also a mom and a homemaker. She's our good friend, Debbie Meyer. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, Jim, it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks.
It's good to have you back. And the green bags, too.
Yeah, now I'm going to get you to eat cake evenly, and I'm going to get you to keep your fruits and vegetables and baked goods fresh. How's
well,
that?
See, my wife loves the green bags, but I'm the cake cutter guy, so, you know, we're all motivated by different things, aren't we?
Hey, yeah, and you really date me, because that goes back sometimes.
Well, that's one of those evergreen products. Hey, Debbie, yeah. One of the things that I know you've got on your mind right now that I really am glad you want to talk about is this concept of persistence. And when I think about what it takes to be a small business owner, one of the things I think about is remember the movie Against All Odds?
Absolutely.
Well, small business owners don't make me think of that movie, but they make me think of that title. When you go into business, you're whatever you're doing, and I don't care who you are, I don't care what you're about to do, I don't care what you know or don't know, I don't care how much money you have or don't have. Mm-hmm. You will do it against all odds. And that's the first thing I think about. And then I think, okay, how do they persevere? How do you succeed against all odds? And the only way that you can do that is just by understanding the concept of persistence, isn't it?
Yes, and it's also the physical act of doing what you're doing. You're doing it despite opposition, despite obstacles, despite discouragement, despite people saying, you know, what you're doing is not right or is dumb or whatever that is, and you just keep doing, and you mm-hmm. find you do get better at what you do the more you do it. I mean, isn't that true of children?
Mm-hmm.
They have to practice what they're doing in order to learn how to do something. Well, we're the same way in business, and you know what? Persistence is a great thing. Persistence is, some people will say they have this passion, so they keep going because it's passion. I think it's more than passion for what you're doing. Persistence is not letting your passion become overwhelmed by the things that are trying
right.
to stop you.
Well, one of the reason I think is the difference between passion and persistence, passion is what you're in love with, but sometimes what you're in love with turns on you a little bit.
Exactly.
Persistence,
that's kind of a syndrome.
Persistence we love our little babies,
mm-hmm.
but that, you know, that's the passionate part of being a parent, right? But when the diaper needs changing, that takes persistence, doesn't it?
Well, that's part of that staying light on your feet. You know,
mm-hmm.
you want to do what you love and keep doing it and not give up necessarily too soon, but you want to find that intersection between that passion and that persistence. You have to be open to new approaches. Persistence means keep going. It doesn't mean keep going in the same direction all the time.
Right. Right.
You have to be willing to change direction. You have to
do keep rolling. You do keep rolling.
You keep
persistence
rolling,
means you keep rolling even through the mistakes.
Absolutely. Failure, you know, everyone says, oh, you learn from failure. Well, sure, you can learn from failure, but I think learning from success is better. So when you have small successes, learn from them. What made that a small success? How do I make that a bigger success? That's the persistence, and that's the keep rolling. You know, there are people who will tell you, well, you know, you're not doing that right.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody does it this way. Well, of course they don't. That's why we're entrepreneurs.
Persistence sustains you from the failures to the successes. Persistence is what sustains you. And persistence also sustains you when you don't know something. And I want to talk about that when we come back after these messages, because you need to learn, you need to keep learning, but you don't always know everything you need to know, and persistence will help you bridge that gap. I want to address that specifically when we come back with our good friend Debbie Meyer. And Debbie, give us your website quickly, please.
DebbieMeyer.com.
M-E-Y-E-R, and Debbie with an I-E, just like you think. Quick break, 20 till. Stay with us.
Just away for a moment, by chance.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.